Please rise for our processional hymn, number 520, Dearest Jesus at Your Word. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin, not free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together in Christ, by grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and the Kyrie. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise today is hymn number 825, You Servants of God. Be with you and also with you. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Most holy God, the earth is filled with your glory, and before you, angels and saints stand in awe. Enlarge our vision to see your power at work in the world, and by your grace, make us heralds of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the thresholds shook at the voice of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and say to this people, keep do not comprehend, keep looking but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull, and stop their ears and shut their eyes, so that they may not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and comprehend with their minds and turn and be healed. Then I said, how long, O Lord? And he said, until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is utterly desolate, until the Lord sends everyone far away, and vast is the emptiness in the midst of the land. Even if a tenth part remain in it, it will be burned again, or an oak whose stump remains standing when it is felled. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is Psalm 138, which we will read responsively. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart.
Before the gods, I sing your praise.
I bow down toward your holy temple. On the day I called you,
you increased my strength of soul.
All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord.
For they have heard the words of your mouth.
They shall sing of the ways of the Lord.
For great is the glory of the Lord.
For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly. Though I walk in the midst of trouble,
you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me.
The Lord will fulfill his purpose.
Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. Now I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you believed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise. Gospel for today, the fifth Sunday after Epiphany, is from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a man." For he and all who were with him were astounded at the catch of fish they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him.
Praise to you, O Christ.
If you think the gospel account today is about Jesus calling his first disciples, you're right. But I don't think that that's what it's all about. There were other people in the narrative. Luke doesn't tell us what Jesus said to the crowd, but I think the crowd has more than a small part in the proceeding. Jesus had already been at work in Capernaum, and since it's not a very big village, it's a pretty good guess that Jesus knew most of the people. In fact, Jesus had stayed at Simon's house and had healed Simon's mother-in-law. Maybe that's why Simon doesn't seem surprised when Jesus shows up at the beach one morning and asks to use the boat. The fishermen were done with their nets, so if Jesus wanted to sit in it, fine. And even though Jesus was finished talking to the people on the beach, they had been around Jesus enough to know that interesting things sometimes happen. So when Jesus says, "Let's try fishing one more time," I can imagine the crowd's murmurs of anticipation. I can also imagine Simon, James, and John. They were tired, frustrated, and defeated. It had been one of those days. I wonder if in the back of Simon's mind, he was sorry that Jesus was there in his boat, sorry that Jesus even knew his name. Simon is tired and just wants to go home. But Jesus invited Simon to try again, who had also been around Jesus for a while, probably took a deep breath, sighed, and said, "If you say so." Then Jesus said, "Move to the deep water in the Galilee Sea." Now that's a scary place. It's similar to Henry's Lake, if anybody's ever been up there. Shallow water can become dangerous in a matter of minutes. Simon's exhaustion is apparent, and he tells Jesus it isn't worth the effort. But when Jesus says go, Simon says, "If you say so, boss." The deep water makes me think of the chaos we experience today. The turmoil of the world just doesn't seem to have a resolution. It's like the guy who said, "They told me to cheer up. Things could get worse." Cheered up, and sure enough, they were right. Things got worse. Maybe the people on the shore were waiting to see a miracle, or maybe just to see what would happen next. Instead, they saw how intimately Jesus involves himself in people's lives. Jesus calls Simon, James, and John, not because they will be good at reaching people, but because Jesus could do it through them. The fishermen became the bait. Imagine what the crowd on the shore thought. Instead of things getting worse, they saw how God cared for his children. I'm like Simon. I certainly have times when I'm totally worn out, dealing with people who demand more than I can ever hope to deliver. At the end of one of those days, I can probably even count on an emergency like plumbing just waiting for me at home. Does that sound like church to you? Do you ever get frustrated, irritated, tired? We come here week after week. We sing, we pray, we worship, we go home. We come at the next appointed time and do it all over again. We're busy and we're doing good things, but nothing seems to be helping our attendance, and we're tired, frustrated, and defeated. From God's perspective, we know his church will never end. He will find a way, a person, a means to make it go on. But from our human perspective, our is always one generation away from being extinct. Simon's exhaustion matches ours, but does our obedience match Simon? If you would have heard the gospel today in the King James Version, you would hear the phrase, "Nevertheless at thy word." This was the Israelites' divine marching order. Circumstances may overwhelm us, but when God speaks, his children say, "Nevertheless at thy word," and off they go in obedience. Abraham set out across the desert with no more than "Nevertheless at thy word." Noah built an ark with no more than "Nevertheless at thy word." Moses defeated Pharaoh, David battled Goliath, "Nevertheless at thy word." The whole Bible, account after account, details man's relationship with God. Joshua, Daniel, Jeremiah, Jonah, Esther, and many others, even Mary, responded to God's command with "Nevertheless at thy word." And when we obey, amazing things happen. So it's not surprising that Simon said, "Nevertheless at thy word." Just as Jesus involved himself in people's everyday lives, God calls us in our everyday lives. If we at St. John's are blessed, as I am convinced St. John's is, we are called to use those blessings to continue, tired or not. Jesus tells us to fish, and we need to remember the fish don't jump into the boat by themselves. We still have to do what we have to do. Jesus is inviting us out into the deep water chaos to trust him bit by bit, more and more. It takes humility to trust God and to accept help, and we often forget the wise words of, "When someone offers to help, let them." We're invited to fish in our families, at our work, in our church, in our community. God is reaching the crowd through us. It takes humility to trust God and accept help. Maybe we want to be the fishermen. We are the bait. We need Jesus in the boat with us, waving down some friends to come and help us get the job done. Is God asking St. John's to be his bait? Is our job at St. John's showing people the one good thing that attracts others to Jesus? Maybe St. John's is to be a place of help and hope, a refuge for those who are tired. Trusting God is knowing that he will be with you even when you're too tired to go on. Imagine what God did through Simon, James, and John that day. Imagine what he can do through us. It takes humility to ask and receive help, to be the bait that pulls in those who are hungry for God, to head to the deep water and be God's bait to attract more fish than you can imagine. We simply need to say, "Nevertheless, at thy word." Amen.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 574, "Here I Am, Lord."
Thank you.
please rise for the confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the Spirit of Christ shining upon us, let us boldly pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. God of surprising abundance, you call your people to enter deeply into the world. Equip us to respond to your call. Gather up what we have and offer it to all. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of creation, provide protection from the elements and other hazards to all those who work. Bring them outside for fishers, ranchers, line workers, and construction crews. Guide us to live carefully alongside the wonders of the land and waters. God of grace, hear our prayer. Open the hearts of all leaders, especially those who serve in the armed forces, on to their commission with wisdom and patience. Ensure that all who serve are kept safe in body, mind, and spirit. We pray for an end to all war and armed conflict. God of grace, hear our prayer. Fill with your compassionate presence all who are suffering from addiction, mental illness, injury, or illnesses of any kind, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Draw helpers to their side so that they find relief from their burdens. God of grace, hear our prayer. Call our faith community marvelous things. Bless the labor and efforts of this congregation that we may be a sign of your presence in the world. God of grace, hear our prayer. We thank you for those who have courageously gone before us in the faith, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. May we too show a deep trust in you throughout our lives. God of grace, hear our prayer. We entrust our prayers to you, O God, in the sure and certain hope that your promise is revealed among the people. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. So please join in the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. We welcome to worship at Southern Church this morning. We didn't have any kids. Well, we had Victoria and Charlie's clear up there. We're going to continue on next week with those Ten Commandments. I learned something today. After all these years, I learned something. Today in the church year, it is the fifth Sunday after Epiphany. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Heidi Funk, Nikki Funk, and Kendall Burgemeister. Happy birthday this week to Veronica Kress, Bo Unsock, Hank Carter, Rita Funk, Meredith Galvin, Jared Kress, Thea Kress, Ferguson. Happy anniversary this week to Richard and Edith Kopp, and Jim and Carol Jeffries. Are there any other announcements? Okay, the offering, what? Oh, yeah. We got something special going on. We got a lot of things special going on. Next Sunday, we're going to have the Bible presentation to like a whole flock of little kids. Are you getting your Bible next week, Victoria? She's like, oh, I don't know, Mom, am I? Yeah, you are. Okay, we'll have another really special children's sermon for all of that, too. And then, the bishop is coming. Bishop Megan Manlove is coming. She will be here on Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. She's going to do some baptisms for us, some confirmation for us. I was hoping she had good news for us about some candidates for our minister, but she said, no, not yet. So be looking forward to those services, though, with the bishop. Okay, now we will take the offering. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And now the benediction. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Our recessional hymn is hymn number 170 in the other songbook, Praise to the Father. Thank you. in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.